What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show, a good friend of the show, a friend, peer to mine, Josh Fasner, UNLV head coach here with me on the Boss Man Show. Josh, good to see you as always, my brother. How things going out there in hot Vegas, man?
Yeah, I love that you didn't call it Las Vegas. It is hot Vegas. It's 115 degrees. Let me just tell you this. When I go in my car and I put my phone down, I can't make any calls because my phone turns off because of the emergency temperature, how hot it is. It's really amazing. It is hot. That being said, July is tough with the heat, but all the rest of the months, especially September through May, you're in shorts and t-shirt. It's perfect weather.
I was asking you about your first year, man, how you assess it, 18 wins, going to the NIT. How would you assess year one for you and how you want to build off of that going into year two?
Yeah, you know, I thought in year one, because taking over, this is, you know, trying to rebuild the program back up. I thought for us, we had to establish three things. One, we had to establish our style of play, and we are the running rebels, and we're going to play fast. So we had to establish that. Two, we had to establish our identity, okay? Meaning like who we're going to be, what we're going to be about. And then three, we had to establish our culture, just kind of what's going to be emphasized and reinforced actionable items on an everyday basis. And that was kind of agenda one on the docket for year one in this rebuild of the program.
And Josh, what things are going now, you pretty much have these guys for 9 to 10 months now. How do you establish that culture and maintain it when guys are cycling in and out of your program? You don't have maybe 9, 10 months at max. And building on my relationships, I know you about relationships. We've had one over a decade. I know how you are about relationships. How do you build that with a guy you only have in 9 to 10 months?
Well, you're right. I mean, relationships still matter, and that's part of the culture. There's no doubt about that. But you have to do it in a quicker time frame. You know, when I was at Georgia Tech, you're doing it, or even at Memphis over 4 years. I mean, you're doing it a lot, but you're building it so much time to build. Now you're trying to speed date in a sense. And that's really what it is, because you don't want to make it transactional, even though there is a lot of transactional components of the current climate of college athletics. But, you know, I think part of it is you've got to then speed date in a sense that you've got to speed date of making sure that you're trying to, you know, get that relationship with those guys quickly, in a hurry, but organically, and being authentic about it as well.
And Josh, how important is it this time of year in the summer to build that relationship with these young men amongst themselves? Because it's going to be right now, there's no minutes being divvied out. Nobody's not getting DNPs. But going out and enjoying each other's company and being brothers, because when adversity comes and come November, they can be together and stick through it, hopefully through a good run through March.
Yeah, you know what? I would say that you make a good point, because I actually tell our staff this all the time. Sometimes it's easy to make decisions May through September when there's no pressure. It's happy-go-lucky time. You know what I mean? I'm always thinking, okay, can we make this decision we're making is going to affect it November through March? So everything we're doing, we're thinking about putting ourselves under that duress and stress of November through March, because obviously that gets magnified. And so yes, part of that is with the players. You have a team, you're trying to build cohesiveness and chemistry, but also you got to be up front, and you've got to be very direct. You've got to be, you know, as black and white, no gray area as possible, and just tell it like it is. And you're telling them like, hey, if you don't do X, Y, and Z, I can't play everybody. So the ones that are going to do A, B, and C are going to play, and the ones that are not are just going to have to sit the bench. And no one to blame but you on that, because it's your responsibility to force me to play more guys than what I need to. And so the more that we can have that buy-in and that are going to play so hard and have that great attitude and excitement and enthusiasm and play with that intensity and dive on that floor for those 50-50 balls that become 90-10 balls, that's what you're going to have. Because especially more so than ever, we're asking people for money for NIL. You're asking people to buy tickets. Guys are getting paid. So you understand this, because you're covering professional sports right now. You know, people are paying hard-earned money to attend the games. Yes, everybody wants to win. We all get that. But those things can be out of our control, whether it's a missed shot, made shot, you know, you hit a home run, strike out. But what can never not be ever that can't be on display is your effort. Because people are paying hard-earned money. And now it's not just college. They're seeing people that get paid probably more than the majority of people in the stadium. So you owe everyone there that you're going to just fly around like your hair is on fire and like it's life or death type of mentality on every possession. I don't care what sport it is, because especially with the fact of with money being involved.
Josh, I want to ask you this question, because I know I made those mistakes in my 20s with my money, and I was in debt until I got to the point where I can erase my debt. So how do you help these young men understand about financial literacy and responsibility and not blow this money? Make this money be a chance to start your life and not just blow it on fun stuff because I'm in Vegas. This is money that can set me up for years to come if I play it the right way.
Well, three things. One, it's a great point about financial literacy, because these guys are having a lot of money that may be more than they possibly will ever make playing sports ever. So it's a great opportunity for them. Number one, we tell them you're all getting 1099s. So that means that it's even, and I'm just making an even number. Let's say we're paying you $100,000. Well, you're not getting $100,000 because it's a 1099. You got to put 40% of that is going to the government. And you just had a separate check account, and knowing that. So at the end, you're not taking home $100,000. You know, 40 is going to have to go to the federal government. So that's one. So you put a separate deal aside. Two is make sure you get a good CPA, because there's things that you could have taxes, tax write-offs. You got to pay, you know. And then three is about saving your money. And we bring professionals in to educate and talk about the professionalism of making sure about saving their money and what does it look like to invest and investing wisely and being smart about it. And we tell them there are, and you know this, I mean, there are no quick fixes. No, you're not going to go take $100,000 and become a $20 million guy in 30 days. Anyone that sells you that it's not accurate. You know what I mean? It's not happening. And so being smart, that is, you know, and how to invest wisely, smartly. So we try to educate as much as we can so they have an understanding on the right way to handle their money.
And Josh, when you were in Vegas, in hot Vegas, conditioning is very much paramount. Talk about, do you feel like it's advanced in Vegas for your guys? Because with the altitude and the kind of the desert air you have and the heat, they can be more conditioned than any other team in your conference and wear people out over time.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting because we are in the Mountain West Conference. And you're right, we are higher elevation. But everywhere else we play at in our league is way higher than us. We play at Wyoming. It's 7,300 feet in elevation. Air Force, over 6,000 feet in elevation. New Mexico, over 6,000 feet in elevation. When we played at Wyoming in Laramie, Wyoming, I got altitude sickness. Our entire team was awful. It was the worst experience I've ever had maybe in my life. The night before, if I explain what altitude sickness was, like I experienced it, it was awful. And then our guys were, it was hard to breathe. It was just a bad game all the way around. Bad coaching, bad playing. And part of it was the altitude. So, you know, trying to get adjusted to that at that level. Now, and how do you go about doing that? Those are some things that we've talked about. Do we just go in there less time, try to fly in almost a day of the game, play, and then get out so you're not adjusted as much? We probably got to Wyoming longer than needed to be, and it really affected us. But people coming to Vegas, they can have some altitude issues as well too. But the thing with in our Mountain West Conference, we are in the Mountain West, which is you're playing a lot of teams in the altitude.
A few more for you, Josh. One of them being Jose Alvarado, your friend, a good friend of mine. How happy were you to see Jose Alvarado have such an impact on the Knicks winning a championship? Knowing you coached him.
I mean, you understand what Alvarado did at Georgia Tech. I mean, everybody counted him out. When I signed him, everybody thought he was too small, not quick enough, not fast enough. You can't play in the ACC. This guy's too small. What are you doing, coach? Man, he ended up leading us to an ACC championship 4 years later, ACC Defensive Player of the Year, all ACC, and now an NBA world champion. He just defied odds. He's a great example to show that winning, he impacts winning without having to score a bunch of points. And I tell guys all that all the time. Unless you're that superstar, you have to show the coach and the organization your value by impacting winning that has nothing to do with scoring points.
Last two questions for you, Josh, from my interns. One of them being, it says, Coach Pazner, what part of your job do you enjoy the most outside of the basketball piece?
You know what? I love being on the Boss Man Show. That's my favorite part of the job is being on the show with you. And I mean that. I love being on with you. I love talking to people. I love dealing with people. Yes, so I love coaching, and I love the games and the adrenaline of it. Love winning. But I also just love the relationships. You're dealing with people. You're having a great purpose. You can make an impact on young people's lives. So I don't even look at this as a job, but look at this as just something that I've just got complete love for and very, very blessed and grateful that I'm sitting in this chair.
And that's what I got for you, Josh, is from another intern. It says, Coach Pazner, if you were not a basketball coach, what would you be doing with your life?
If I wasn't a basketball coach, there is no question that I would be in some form of law enforcement, FBI, SWAT team, something in that world that I've always been fascinated with that. That would probably be the line of work that I would have gone into if I was not into the coaching.
Hey, Coach, these two interns go to Georgia State, so I'm helping out this summer. Now, show them the ropes of how to be a radio host, communication, give them a live look at how to do this job. Hopefully, they'll take my spot one day when I retire.
You've got a long way to go before you retire. You're a great example, a great role model. You've impacted so many. You're extremely positive. You've made such a mark, especially in the city there in Atlanta and anywhere else. I mean, people know you. And so keep being you. And it's always been an honor to be on with you.
Well, John, thank you for your time. I got to hop to another call, but thank you for making time for me today. I look forward to seeing you down the road and hope we can help talk to you in March when you go to the big dance.
Hey, you know what? You know, a couple, if you keep following the because you're on the road with the Braves?
No, just home games only.
Right now, correct?
Yeah, just home games, not the road this time.
Oh, just home games. Because I was gonna tell you the A's are they've got the Oakland A's are moving to Las Vegas in a couple of years. So if you hang on with the Braves and come out here and on one of the road trips, come to Vegas, come see me in Vegas.
I will do that, Josh. I will do that, and then the NBA's coming too. So I can see you with when the Hawks come out there for sure, and then the A's. So I'm looking forward to that, man.
Sounds like a plan. I appreciate you, my friend.
See you, buddy. Be safe, man.
Thank you.
BS3 Network. changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.